Bonjour, Nandina Wimagani Dog. Peshigo Benesia Que Indigo, Mang and Do Dame. Ga os the squadjime cog and dunja ba, ga mesqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming Nindishina cause. Welcome once again to History of Leech Lake. Hello, my relatives. My name is One Thunderbird Woman. That's my Ojibwe name. That's what I'm known throughout the universe as, One Thunderbird Woman. And I am a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And I am living in Cass Lake, Minnesota, a place that is called Gamisqua Wako Kog, the place where the red cedar tree is bountiful. And again, they're no longer bountiful here, and that's all about history. My colonized name is Elaine Fleming, and like I said, I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. You know, I come in here and I come in here to record these shows, and I come from a time of silence where I'm quiet for several hours before I come and talk on the radio. And in that time, I'm thinking, I'm reading, I'm listening to radio shows, and I'm just gathering news. And so then when I come in here, it's kind of a shock to speak again. And it's just so interesting to be on this radio here at KOJB FM Radio, our own Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe radio station. And I am grateful. I said that in 1988, who was president of the United States? It was Ronald Reagan, a Republican. He had been a movie star. Very, very famous movie star. I saw him in many movies as I was growing up. And oftentimes, he was a cowboy. Yep, he was a cowboy like John Wayne, another famous actor who portrayed cowboys and showed people how American Indians, Anishinaabe, were thought of in this country through the media. But in 1988, there was headlines on the front page of our Debajaman, which is Telling News newspaper. It was the fall of 1988, and the article was titled, quote, Dan Brown is sworn in, end quote. That was interesting to read about Dan Brown. I remember when he was chairman of our reservation. I remember his family living on Track 34, and I remember Dan Brown being a sincere member of the Ojibwe hymnal singers. He was an Episcopalian and a member of St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Cass Lake. The newly elected District 3 committee man was Myron Ellis of Onigum, and he swore Dan in. Prior to Dan's work on the council, he had been promoted, he had actively promoted Alcoholics Anonymous. He had worked against chemical dependency since September 15, 1972, when a family tragedy occurred. Since then, 1972, he had quit drinking. He had been a counselor at the Leech Lake Halfway House, had a seat on the board of directors of Meshkawazin, an Indian residential treatment center at Sawyer. And we're all very familiar with Meshkawazin because that's a place where there's a couple of big powwows in the summertime. And we, being powwow people, many of us attend that powwow. But Dan Brown, he also had membership for 14 years on the State Advisory Council on Chemical Dependency, representing the reservation as an appointee of the governor. For Dan Brown's swearing-in ceremony, old Bill Bobolink performed a pipe ceremony. I too remember Bill Bobolink. When I say old Bill Bobolink, I don't mean just that he was older and an elder. I say that in an endearing way. When Nishime Michael John Howard, my younger brother, was diagnosed with cancer, I visited the elder Bill Bobolink and asked him to pray for Michael John. When Bill was done praying for my brother Ibun, he put his hand on my head and prayed for me too. Bill was a very kind and spiritual man. In Dan Brown's swearing-in ceremony as chairman, he commented on education and youth. He said, quote, "Education is something our ancestors demanded in every treaty they entered into. Even then, they knew that an education was going to be the key to our future, and that key was to be placed in the hands of our young people." And you know, reading about history and my job, I remember Bogunagishik the Elder, Holden the Day the Elder, and he was from the Gull Lake area. And his son was Holden the Day the Younger. And Holden the Day the Younger, they were of the Mississippi Band. And he was really famous. He was famous throughout the world when Holden the Day the Younger, when he died, Ginebo, his death was in the New York Times paper. And he was known to be very, very smart, and so was his father, Holden the Day the Elder. But I wanted to say that as the elder and the Ogima, the leader of the Gull Lake Band, Bogunagishik the Elder, Holden the Day the Elder, he had said to the government officials when they were making treaties, and he said that he wanted them to teach his son, Holden the Day the Younger, English, because he knew that we would need to know English and we would need to know this new way of knowing knowledge so that we could deal with, we could treat with this the colonizers. And so that's why Dan Brown, in his swearing-in ceremony in 1988 as chairman, he commented on education and youth. When he said education is something our ancestors demanded in every treaty they entered into. And that education is going to be the key to our future, and that future is in the hands of our young people. So Dan Brown was born on the Cass River near Pennington. He attended school at Buck Lake and continued through 10th grade at the Cass Lake High School. Prior to being elected as chair of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, Dan had served as District 3 committeeman from 1980 to 1988. At the time of the ceremony, Dan was 62 years old. His longtime friend Don Staples was with him at the ceremony. And again, this is another elder and man that I remember well. I remember him working with combating chemical abuse, and he being such a good friend of Dan Brown. That's what they both had worked together on, combating chemical abuse. I also remember Don Staples at the powwows. He was always taking care of business at our powwows on Leech Lake and making sure that our powwows were run correctly. And he is so well known. But Maxine Brown was Dan's wife at the time in 1988. And their daughter is Kimberly Brown, who works for our Leech Lake Head Start program today. When Dan was sworn in as Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe chair, the other members of the Reservation Tribal Council were Alfred Tig Pemberton, Myron Ellis, who was newly elected, James Mashad, Gladys Droulard, and James Mashad. And so that's a little bit of news from 1988 about Leech Lake Reservation. Leech Lake Nation. Miigwech bisandawi eg. Thank yous all for listening to me. Meet you.